Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet lexicon. Watch out, villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check.
Listen for the words, eventually, and award. It's another beautiful day in the city. Perfect weather for the City Scouts weekend retreat.
And we will make the world a better place by washing our hands and giving our friend the last slice of pizza. Huzzah!
Take a seat, City Scouts. Although what I'm about to tell you will make you want to stand right up and cheer. It turns out the city hasn't met their key giving quota for the month. So they decided to give the award to one very lucky City Scout! But which City Scout is it going to be? Well, we're going to have a contest! Whoever can earn the most City Scout skill badges by the end of the day will win the key to the city! And that contest begins right now! Violet?
I'm trying to earn my Still as a Statue badge.
Right! Carry on, City Scout!
It's working!
The key to the city. Can you imagine winning an award like that when you're only 10 years old? Ha! Of course you can! Word Girl's won more keys to the city than anybody.
And that's the point, Scoops! Word Girl has won dozens of keys, but ordinary citizen Becky Botsford hasn't won any. I always hoped I would eventually, and now I've got the chance.
Well, good luck, but you'll have to beat me first. Origami dolphin making badge, complete.
Oh, I'm not too worried. Okay, I'm a little worried.
I've always known that eventually the time would come when I could show Word Girl what a superior human I am. And here it is, this award. When Word Girl sees me up on that stage, key in hand, she will see what I've always seen. That we are both winners, made for each other. Owie!
Yes! Fix an Owie badge completed.
Later.
So that's two more for Scoops?
Woohoo! One man high five!
Very nice, Becky. Looks like you earned your tent patching badge and your cooking spice alphabetization badge.
Oh!
The Till You Drop badge. I get it. Bravo!
Ha 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 ha.
3! I earned 3 badges, Scout Leader Botsford. The Go Fly a Kite badge, the Sticky Smalls badge, and the Card House replica badge. Oh, I'm winning!
This kite is made out of metal, so it can't fly.
What?
And I can't give you a Sticky S'mores badge. They're made out of mud and glue.
That's a McAllister secret recipe.
Only one badge for now.
If I fall behind now, I'll never be able to catch up. I have to win this award.
Don't worry. If you work hard, you'll be able to catch up eventually.
Eventually? Eventually?
Oh, I can define that. The word eventually means after a while or in the end. Like right now, you've earned the least amount of scout badges, but with some hard work, eventually you'll earn as much as the rest of us. Well, except me, that is.
I know what eventually means. I was remarking on how absurd this whole contest is. I need more room. Scout Leader Botswood, can I move my workstation somewhere where I can concentrate?
Toby, you can go work where you'd like. Go where your
your scout senses lead you.
I know, Bob, but I can't keep an eye on Toby and earn enough badges to win this award. Oh, I know. How about you go follow him? Won't that be fun?
Read up, robots. I want my sash to hang heavy with patches by the end of today. And heavier still once I claim the award that everyone wants. The key to the city. Then Word Girl will declare,
"Oh, Toby, you're my skill patch king."
Or something like that. Just go earn me some skill badges.
The latest tally shows Toby is in the lead by one badge!
Actually, Scout Leader Botsford, you'd better make that two.
See? Didn't I say if you worked hard, you'd catch up eventually?
Right you were. If you were competing for this award, I'd say you deserve the Words of Wisdom badge.
But it's still anyone's key to the city to win! Final badge count is in 2 hours, City Scouts.
Huzzah! Toby, I know you're cheating. You're using your robots to help win this award.
Becky Botsford, you don't know the first thing about this award or any other award, so shoo!
I know that an award is a prize that a person wins for being the best at something.
Yes, like me at badges.
No, not like you. Like the fastest runner in a race. He or she might win an award, say a gold medal, for being the best runner. But someone who cheats isn't the best, and they don't deserve an award.
This award was meant for me, and besides, I made those robots, so in a way, I'm earning those badges myself. Now, if you'll excuse me...
You know, Bob, maybe he's right. Toby did make the robots, so in a way, they're kind of like another type of tool. Hey! Now that is definitely cheating! Right there, Toby! I said stop right there, Toby! Hello?
Word Girl! Just the person I was thinking of. I mean, boo, it's Word Girl. I'm not really, really happy to see you. How have you been, by the way?
I'm here to tell you that your robots ruined another scout's tree. So I'm not going to let you win a key to the city by cheating.
This is a little hard for me to do, given my motivation for winning this award, but robots attack!
Girl flying away with your robots. Tough luck.
Don't look so smug, Becky.
Hey, Becky, do you want one of my lanyards? I made 35.
I think I might have really pulled it off. Woo! Scoops for the win, I think.
Huzzah, Scouts!
Huzzah!
The contest is officially over. Congratulations to all of you for your hard work. But as we know, there can only be one winner, and here to announce that winner is none other than Scout Leader Scott Wild!
Oh, Scouts! Thank you, Scout Leader Botsford. Scouts, when I heard Scout Leader Botsford wanted me to present this award to you today, I paddled my homemade canoe 20 miles upstream to be here. That's how much it meant to me. But now that I'm here, I see it is not as big of an event as I had expected. Maybe not worth 20 miles upstream, not gonna lie. I, to be honest, expected a troop of 20 or 30 kids, maybe a TV reporter. Anyways, There's a key to the city here, and it belongs to one of you scouts. And that lucky winner is Violet Heeslip.
What?
What?
Violet.
What?
Scout leader Scott Wilde just called Violet Heeslip.
Oh, really? That's me. Yay! Thank you, Scout leader. Okay, bye. But hooray me!
Scout leader Botsford, there has to have been an error. My robots worked. I worked tirelessly, and Violet, she was playing in a field somewhere.
Getting her stop and smell the roses badge.
And then I saw her tickling a chipmunk.
And that's the coveted tickling a chipmunk badge. Very difficult.
Oh, Word Girl was going to see me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Toby. There will be another chance to win the key to the city eventually.
Eventually? Eventually? Robots attack!
Oh, my!
Robots attack! Robots attack!
Well, congratulations, Violet. Much deserved. Got to be going. Ta-ta!
Well, you earned it, Violet. You worked really hard.
Yes, I did. Hey, Scoops, do you want a whole
thing? Okay, sure, yeah.
And so, while Word Girl defeated Toby's robots, it was Violet who showed us the real lesson that winning an award requires more than just talent. It requires hard work and determination.
So if you're still trying to earn your Word Girl Superfan badge, make sure to tune in to the next thrilling, stupendous, colossal, fantastic... I'll get to it eventually. Amazingly awesome episode of... Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word!
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I Have a Word!
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is discard. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Phil, go ahead.
Discard means to get rid of something you don't want anymore.
Correct. And don't mind if I do.
What are you doing?
I'm tired of being a game show host. I want to follow my lifelong dream. I want to dance.
Are you going to tell me what I've won?
Indeed. Huggy, show Phil what he's won. Dance lessons from none other than yours truly, Beau Handsome.
I'm not sure I want dance lessons from you.
Of course you do! Huh? Well, that's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word! Word Girl!
Listen for the words tranquil and haven. Ah, yes, it's another beautiful, tranquil morning. And Mrs. Botsford, Becky, and Violet are heading up the mountain for a relaxing girls' day out. I mean, girls' day out plus Bob.
And thanks to this coupon, it's a bargain! 4 guests for the price of 2 at the Relaxation Center? I'm ready to rest my case and my whole body! A little district attorney humor, which is what I am, a DA. I'm a DA.
This mountain is so beautiful.
Yeah, and it's so far from home. I hope we don't have to race back to the city for any reason.
Listen to yourself, Becky. You need to rest your case as much as I do. More DA humor. You guys aren't getting it.
Ooh, contemplative.
Well, hi, everybody. And
welcome to Walter Abernathy Center for Relaxation. I'm Walter Abernathy, Certified Relaxation Master.
Nice to meet you, Walter. We drove up from the city for a tranquil and relaxing...
Girls' Day!
Bob's not a girl.
Bob, Walter Abernathy Center for Relaxation is a haven for everyone looking to escape the city and enjoy the relaxation arts. Like I always say, if you want to chill, drive up my hill.
Oh, it rhymes. I'm a DA.
Meanwhile, back in the city, crime isn't taking the day off.
Hello, Chuck. Did you find everything you came in for?
Yeah, I found everything. Everything except all the money in your cash register.
Did you bring a bag?
Why would I bring a bag?
If you didn't bring a bag, I have to charge you for one.
Wait, could I steal a bag from you as part of this holdup, then?
I don't see why not. But remember, bring this bag with you on all your future robberies.
Thanks. All the grocery store money belongs to me, because I'm Chuck, the evil sandwich-making guy. Yeah. And no one could stop me. This is usually the part where a word girl stops me.
Yep.
She does that hero thing, because I'm the villain, you know what I mean?
Sounds familiar.
Let me make sure she heard me. I'm Chuck, the evil sandwich-making guy at the grocery store, which I just robbed. And Word Girl might try, but she will never defeat me. So you're charging for bags now?
That's right.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Meanwhile,
the best place to start a girl's day out plus Bob is right here in the quiet room.
This room is a little too quiet. I can't hear anything outside.
You girls and Bob have busy lives. Why, I'll wager most days your head is busy with thoughts.
You're right. Mine are all over the place. I'm a DA.
Well, Mrs. Botsford, for now, I want you to breathe deeply and let the quiet room be your haven.
I'm not exactly sure what a haven is, but I like the word.
Me too. See, the word haven means a safe place, somewhere you can go to feel comfortable and relaxed. Since this room is soundproof, it's a haven for people who want to escape the noise and bustle of the city.
Wow! With you around to define things, Word Girl can take a day off!
Oh, but if Word Girl were up here, she'd want to be able to hear what's going on in the city. Probably.
Since the quiet room is now your haven, I want you now to let the tranquility of the mountain help quiet your mind.
Chuck?
Did you just say Chuck?
Chuck? No. I think what I said was check. As in, hey, Chuck that out.
Well, join the party, little friend.
I'm a DA.
Meanwhile, back at the grocery store...
Did you know I was in a hula dancing contest as a kid? The hands in hula tell a very special story.
Sure!
Like this. Da-na-na-na, da-na-na-na. Still got it. Let me see something. Rob Store, I did that. Laugh and Triumph, that happened. Battle Word Girl at Scene of Crime. This is upsetting. Word Girl is supposed to be here.
Maybe you've robbed this store so many times, Word Girl's tired of coming here. I know I'm getting tired of you robbing me.
You know, I never thought of that. Hold this for me until I get back, okay? I'm gonna go rob someplace Word Girl can't ignore. And don't try to sell these, because I'm still stealing them later.
Now, y'all just sit back, relax, feel the goodness.
Let's try another treatment, Bob. I'm gonna place these cucumber slices on your eyes.
I knew that would happen.
Thanks to Bob. This is the funniest girl's day ever. Although I've added a couple of good ones.
Oh, I had no idea how much I needed a day off.
While Becky gets more and more relaxed at her tranquil mountaintop haven, Chuck tries to get Word Girl's attention with a crime spree. Sad, really.
Best about hiking around here?
Breathing clean mountain air?
The friendly animals.
The tranquil silence?
No, no, no. When the hike is over, lunch is waiting.
I don't know if I've ever had such a relaxing day. Chuck, we'll race down, defeat him, and be back in time for lunch.
Becky and Bob, are you coming?
We'll be right there. We just have to wash our hands. Word up!
Here I am, Word Girl. Here I am.
Hold it right there, Chuck.
Word Girl, finally, here you are. Thank goodness.
I've been a nervous wreck worrying about you. Now take some ketchup.
You've been worrying about me?
Yes, I've been worrying about you. Now, care to explain where you've been?
I've been running all over town on a crime spree, huh?
Huggy and I were enjoying a tranquil day of relaxation. We like to do that once in a while.
Now, if you expect me to believe that you were so tranquil...
that you didn't have the time to battle a dangerous supervillain on a crime spree, then I think we may have different definitions of the word tranquil. What's your definition of tranquil? You go first.
Well, tranquil means really calm and peaceful. A peaceful hike in the woods can be tranquil. Even just sitting alone in a quiet room can be tranquil. Like in jail, which is where you're going!
Hey! Well, now I can at least check number 4 off my list.
Good job, Huggy! Well, we have to get going. But hey, when you get out of jail, I'll tell you about a great place to get away and relax.
Thanks, Word Girl. I'll see you when I get out.
I have it on a list.
Oh, you can plan on it.
Good. I feel more tranquil already, knowing you'll be there.
You know, it's kind of sweet how Chuck missed us. Yeah, but I'm glad we got him back in jail. And now that everything's okay, I think we've earned a little more tranquility.
Now, isn't this the life?
Oh.
More lemonade, anyone?
Yes, please.
I could go for a topper.
And so, our hero managed to spend a tranquil day with her mom and best friends, stop Chuck's crime spree, and still make it back to the peaceful mountaintop haven to watch the sunset. And now, as the sun sets on this story, relax. And remember, you don't need a coupon to watch the next exciting episode of Word Girl!
I'm a DA.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I have a word?
Our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round. Phil, you correctly defined the word discard. Ready to play the bonus round?
Okay.
Great! Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for discard. Give it a shot, Phil.
I think it's number two. In that picture, Chuck is discarding tickets.
That's correct, which means you're our bonus round winner. Show him what he's won, Huggy.
Please don't say more dance lessons.
Did someone say more dance lessons? Hit it. See you next time on
May I Have a Word?
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKids.org.
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Tape not required. Word up!